This is the VOA Special English Health Report. 20 years ago this week, President George H.W. Bush signed a civil rights law that Americans call the ADA.
I now lift my pen to sign this Americans with Disability Act and say, let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down.
Congress passed the law to bar discrimination against people with physical or mental disabilities. The ADA governs employers, transportation systems, and public places, including hotels and other businesses. In New York, the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities co-hosted a celebration Monday to mark the anniversary. Hip-hop artist Rick Fiers says conditions are far better than they were 20 years ago. But he says being in a wheelchair is still often a problem in his neighborhood in the Bronx area of the city.
There's a lot of hills and there's a lot of places where I can't go. There's still building where I can't get in because they got steps. But overall, it's good. Thanks to the ADA, we are being more accepted, like having a disability. People still look at you weird, but it's like, all right, he's disabled now. It's kind of okay now.
Matthew Sapolin is commissioner of the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities, and he is blind. His job is to try to improve life for disabled New Yorkers.
If we're going to build something, how we build it, how we construct it, so that it would be accessible to people of all types of disabilities, whether we talk about a ramp or whether we talk about a doorway or a handrail, things like Braille on elevators and signage and things like that.
Bobby Wales developed polio before a vaccine became available in the 1950s. She was 12 years old. Schools then were not designed for wheelchairs. She had to be tutored at home 3 days a week. After high school, she got a job in one of the few workplaces with wheelchair-accessible bathrooms. She worked at a hospital for 30 years, mostly as an administrator. Bobby Wales also fought for passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Let me tell you something. Disability doesn't care whether you're young, old, rich, poor, black, white, green, or purple. Disability will always be here, unfortunately. So it behooves all of us to make it a world that everybody can live in.
Even with the ADA, a lot of work remains to reach the goal of equality for the disabled, and not just in America. Marka Bristow heads a group called the United States International Council on Disabilities. She was paralyzed at the age of 23. She broke her neck diving into a lake.
People with disabilities are living on the street. In some countries, it's deemed that you've been possessed by the devil or put out on the street, ashamed to your family, and really left to live very subhuman lives.
And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, with reporting by Adam Phillips and Laurel Bowman. To watch a TV report on the 20th anniversary of the ADA, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.